Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 29th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Drug-coated balloon angioplasty versus upfront stenting for de novo CAD. 3-year follow-up of RecCAGE-Free 1 trial. The RecCAGE-Free 1 trial found that drug-coated balloon angioplasty with rescue stenting did not achieve non-inferiority compared to intended drug-eluting stent implantation for treating de novo lesions and coronary artery disease. This concrete outcome was observed at the 2-year follow-up. The data therefore demonstrated that the drug-coated balloon strategy was not equivalent to drug-eluting stents for these patients. Article number 2. Wearable-derived training load in coronary atherosclerosis in middle-aged and older athletes and physically active controls, a new perspective from the Master at Heart study. The Master at Heart study confirmed that middle-aged and older endurance athletes exhibit an increased prevalence of coronary artery disease on coronary computed tomography angiography compared to healthy controls, despite having similarly low cardiovascular risk profiles. This observational cross-sectional analysis then utilized objective wearable-derived training load data to investigate its impact on coronary artery disease risk. The study's novel approach addressed the previously unknown impact of objective training load measurements on cardiovascular outcomes in this athletic population. This represents a key advancement in quantifying training exposure more accurately than traditional self-reported data. Article number 3. Breast cancer reveals latent BMPR2-related susceptibility to pulmonary hypertension. This study revealed that breast cancer unmasks a latent susceptibility to pulmonary arterial hypertension associated with bone morphogenetic protein receptor type 2, BMPR2, mutations. Researchers found that these BMPR2 mutations, known to cause heritable pulmonary arterial hypertension, also play a role in tumor-suppressive functions. The findings link these two diseases disproportionately affecting women through the genetic role of BMPR2 alterations. This provides novel insights into the complex interplay between genetic predispositions and cancer development influencing cardiovascular health. Article number 4. GLP-1R agonists and heart failure, novel beneficial effects suggested by Mendelian randomization. This study utilized two-sample cis-Mendelian randomization to investigate the causal effects of glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor activation on heart failure risk. The findings suggested novel beneficial effects of GLP-1R agonists on heart failure risk that extend beyond their known impacts on glucose control and weight reduction. Glycated hemoglobin reduction served as a surrogate biomarker in this analysis, providing a new perspective on the mechanisms by which these agonists confer cardioprotection. The data therefore indicated that the cardiovascular benefits of GLP-1R agonists are likely multifactorial. Article number 5. T-cells in acute and chronic myocarditis, from diagnosis to treatment. This article elucidated the critical role of T-cells in the pathogenesis of both acute and chronic myocarditis, providing insights from diagnosis to treatment. It highlighted the emergence of newer etiologies for myocarditis, including those linked to immune checkpoint inhibitors and chronic inflammatory and genetic diseases. The content underscored the evolving understanding of immune cell infiltration and cardiomyocyte damage in myocarditis. The findings informed comprehensive strategies for identifying T-cell-mediated myocarditis and guiding targeted immunotherapies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.